It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Good morning. So we got a message from a listener about a wedding, and we always do these topics about weddings. And this one is a little bit deeper and a little bit more serious, and not as much about the wedding as it is about accepting people. And, you know, how many times do we hear about a bridezilla who says, I want my wedding to be perfect. I don't want this person there. I don't want that person there, you know. We talked about kids at weddings and banning that. And then, you know, someone shows up with the kids and what do you do and all that. This isn't about that either. So we got a message, and this is anonymous. My daughter's getting married this year, and she told her sibling, who is non-binary, that if they wear anything crazy, non-binary, if you're not clued in on the language, is, I don't want to say genderless, but chooses not to identify with the particular gender is the easiest way to say it, right? This is you know, gets into the why. When I say I'm part of the LGBTQ plus community, it's kind of part of the plus, right? So I don't know how old the child is, but the listener wrote child. If they wear anything crazy, they're not going to be allowed to be in the wedding family photos. Now, I feel that my daughter, who's getting married, should accept her sibling no matter what they decide to wear at her wedding. Our child is struggling as it is with society, not being very accepting. They like to dress up with makeup every day, wigs from time to time. Do brides do things like this to family members that don't fit in their little social acceptance, what they want their wedding to look like, box? And, you know, my husband said, well, should we be at your wedding as your family if you don't accept all of us? So it's obviously because, you know, what started as what could be perceived as a superficial thing about this is the way I want my photos to look turns into a, well, you don't accept your sibling for who they are kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know. It sounds like the family is very accepting. The parents are very accepting.
Yeah.
And supportive. Why isn't the sister, you know? And maybe the sister is or was until the wedding photos came along.
Well, my first question is, what does she mean by something crazy? Like if however the sibling dresses, is it because she thinks they should be wearing more clothes for a female or a male? And if that's the case, however this sibling decides to represent themselves or be or however they are, I don't think that's crazy. Now, take yourself out of this situation and it's like, you know, did Uncle Jeff show up naked? Okay, he's not in the photos.
That would be right.
So there's two different ways to look at it. What does she mean by something crazy? Like if she's describing what her sibling would wear on a normal day or how they choose to represent themselves as crazy, then she's not accepting of that sibling.
Right.
If she's going to
But if
it
she's
as crazy.
Concerned the sibling is going to show up wearing a wedding dress and who cares? Look, it's like, your younger sibling. Like
yeah. I mean, is the sibling going to show up wearing a Christmas tree? And, you know, I don't know. Like, what is her... I don't want to play devil's advocate, but, what is she saying? If she's saying that her sibling
is
crazy for how they... Because they're non-binary and this is how they dress, well, then she's not accepting and that's not nice. And I wouldn't bring my child because you're not being accepted and that's not okay. And I would also give a backhand to my other child and be like, snap out of it.
Right.
But...
Yeah, well, and the way the photo, and that's the thing. Weddings for a lot of people are very visual and about what it looks like.
Yes.
In the photos, when you're coming down the aisle, what is going to be where, what's the location. A lot of it's about the visual. The cake. Very few wedding cakes taste good.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know there's bakers listening who say, mine is amazing. Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
You have one of the rare, good-tasting wedding cakes.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's for the visual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even the same goes for the food. Like, it may look like nice food, but you're like, it's still wedding food. You know?
Right.
It's more about the visuals. So if this bride is more concerned with the visuals than she is about the symbol of accepting her sibling for no matter how that sibling shows up, then it does kind of sound bridezilla-y. But if it's because the sibling's going to wear something that is going to pull focus from the bride, now it's not about acceptance. Mm-hmm. It's about the bride being concerned that it's her day, you know?
Yeah.
And which is a totally different thing.
And if she's saying this, it's less bridezilla-y and it's more mean sister-y. Like, that's,
right.
Man, to not be accepted by your older sibling.
That's tough,
right? That's a tough blow.
So we don't know which it is, but
yeah.
Let me ask this question. Was anyone listening allowed to the wedding, but not allowed in the photos? Like, you were allowed to be there, but not documented.
Ugh.
I'd be willing to bet we'll get at least one call from someone, you know, maybe it was an ex or something. Hmm. Who you were invited to the wedding, you know, but you were not allowed in the photos. Like, maybe you share kids or something.
Yeah.
And you were invited to the wedding so that the kids could see you there and supporting the new marriage.
Ooh, that's a, yeah, that,
but
yeah,
no,
I
you're
bet.
Not going to be in the photos. Right? I can see that.
I can see that happening.
It's a little
but,
harsh.
I mean, y'all already feel if you're in that situation, like, that's an already a tough place to walk into and then not to be allowed in the pictures. I'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Although, at the same time, the pictures are the least exciting part of a wedding.
Oh, it's the worst part of the whole wedding.
It's way better being not in the photos so you can go
drink.
Start at the bar, yeah.
Yeah.
792-6278. Right? Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Back in our normal slot, and happy to be here. Thank you for hanging out with DJ yesterday. And if you actually turned us on in the afternoon, I know it's kind of out of your schedule, so thank you for that. That was fun. But it was weird. And we're happy to be back on in the morning. This is where we feel we belong.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to give away money today. We're jealous of Deej. He gave away that $100. Well, $200 if you count whoever entered the person, because they get $100 too. So we'll give you another chance to pay it forward tomorrow morning at 7:10. Enter somebody's name and make sure you tell them to listen. Go to coast931.com. Now, Martina, don't hang up. We're talking about the instance where you were invited to the wedding, but not invited into the photos. And that's the situation that this family is dealing with, a non-binary younger sibling and the bride. That sibling's older sister says, I don't want you wearing anything crazy. And is this about not accepting? Is it about her view of what she wants the photos to be? It's just creating some strife within this family, understandably so. But let's move away from that complicated discussion and into the petty moment when you were shut out of photos, or maybe someone you know, or maybe you're the bride and you said you can come to my wedding, but you ain't in the pictures. Okay, Jessica, go ahead.
Well, my story's a little different. I was the bride.
Uh-huh.
The groom and his family had family photos that I was not in.
Wait. Well, okay, at
that's
a wedding,
normal.
At a wedding, sometimes there are photos that are just with the groom and his family, and just with the bride
yes.
and their family, right?
Yeah, and then you do some together.
Correct. But there weren't any of the togethers, and these ones were put in a huge collage of all the different photos of their family and everything that I wasn't in any of.
Okay.
They put a collage together and didn't include the bride?
And hung it on the wall, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's, no, that's
which you
weird.
Saw at like a family gathering?
Yes, I did.
Oh, how did that go?
That was my wedding. I'm so glad I was included.
Oh, my God.
Are you still together?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, you know what? Not that I'm taking the in-laws' side, but they saw what was coming.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Have a great morning. Thanks for calling, Jessica.
Bye.
Oh, Rocco on our Facebook page, he said, my girlfriend at the time, I brought with me to my sister's wedding. She was not allowed in my sister's wedding photos, I suppose, just in case we ended up not staying together. Like, and listen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, there are some cases where I would see that if you're dating, if it's someone in the family who has been with this person for 6 months and then this other person for a few months and, you know, sort of isn't in a long, long-term relationship.
No.
Then I could see being like, okay, we're not so sure if they'll end up in the photos, you know?
Yeah. But how uncomfortable does that make her?
Yeah. They are now married. So, but Yeah, Kimberly responded and said, well, that's smart, actually, because my brother's then-fiancé was in mine, and they did get married, but now they're divorced, and she's in my family photos for my wedding. Well, you can't sit there and go, well, you might last, you might not last. You might last, you might not last. You
know,
like you're the door person at divorce court.
Look, it's almost like a bridal party, right? Like, I look back in my, luckily, I'm still in close contact with everyone in my bridal party, but I'll be honest, Jay isn't in close contact with a lot of the guys in his bridal party, and they're in all our pictures, but it was a great day. It was a great time. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sarah commented on our Facebook page, not to end on a serious note, but she said, my brother passed away 10 years ago. I wouldn't have cared if he showed up to my wedding in a clown costume if he could be in our wedding pictures.
Now that is the point right there.
That is the point to send along to this family. You know,
yes, it
when
is.
It really comes down to what matters,
yeah.
And if the worst should happen, how would you feel then?
Yeah.
And that's usually a good barometer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good barometer for what you should do is you think, you know what, if the worst should happen, how would I look back at this situation? And if you want to feel better about this situation from that lens, then that's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah.